always gotta keep my praise unique. Cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada da, Shabakta, I yada da, I yada da. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we yada da, Shabakta, we yada da, we yada da.
What's up? It's the warrior, Don Christian.
And on the realest for realer, it's your boy, Folk Filler.
I like that, man.
Yeah.
I'm the realest for realer, it's your boy, Folk Filler. I like that, man. We got Miss Cole. She's actually in Redmond. Yeah. Of all places. She's chilling, getting ready for the marriage that's coming up, the wedding. Y'all know how we do it. Congrats to them. As it's still coming up, they got a lot to get going on. Man, I've been in 3 services the last 24 hours, man. I've been in church about like 8 hours,
bro. You was going in.
Yeah, bro. And the weather is beautiful out here, man.
Yeah, it's hot in the studio right now. And that's not necessarily a bad thing. It's a good thing because we've been having a lot of rain throughout the summer. It's like, where the summer at? But it finally showed up.
It's here. And we're excited about that, man. We got a brother that's no stranger to the Christian hip-hop community. We got the homie Ambassador gonna join us. What's the topic we talking today, Fufilla?
Man, today we're gonna be talking about junk food. And junk food, I mean, it sounds funny. When you think about junk food, you think about greasy hamburgers just dripping off of the hamburger meat and potato chips and soda. But that's not necessarily what we're gonna be talking about. We're gonna dig into it a little bit deeper into the show and figure out what the AMBASSDOR got to say about it, all
right? That's right. So y'all don't want to go anywhere but here. We want y'all to stay here, man, and we're going to talk that. If you're listening and saying, hey, how can I get my music to Yada the King Radio? It's not that difficult. All you got to do is go to the website, yadatheking.com. There's a submission page that you can click on, or they can email it to what? music@yadatheking.com. That's right. Send it there. And man, that's really what it's all about, man. I want to encourage everybody out there using their gifts for God to continue to use them, man, because you never know who's impacted. You never know who's being affected by it, man. I think when we look at what we're doing, just like the homie K9 said, we're not in the book of Numbers. Uh-huh. We're in the book of Acts, man. So I was like, oh, I like that, John. I told him I'm gonna have to use that. So that's really what it is, man. I got Cambino's track coming up, Turn the Cheek. Don't y'all go nowhere, man. Stay here. It's Yada the King Radio, Ambassador in a quick second. Don't go nowhere, y'all.
Yeah.
Listen. Hello, I'm back to give haters more ammunition. Beasts take them, fillet them, then marinate them up in the kitchen and bake them until they're sizzling. I'm staking them. Did I mention I'm tasting them till I'm full and y'all scraping them off the dish when I'm done? Cause by then it's on to the next one. Perfected my craft, my last will always be my best one. Christ, who I'm repping, you ain't never got a guess, son. Adopted in the fam, but yet I've never felt a stepson. My papa's arms are holding me while his hands are molding me. Chopping off the dead weight, I'm thinner than the older me. The rhymes are getting colder, sheesh, now they calling me polar beast. Too grizzly for a polar bear, but white is like my soul was bleached. People thought that I was on, finished now because I'm gone. I just changed my weapon up, relied too much upon a stone. Reacquainted with my sword and I'm ready to swing it. I wanted the samurai, anybody ready to bring it. But see, my daddy told me slow my speed, so I'm absorbing any blow they wanna throw at me. Yeah, turning the cheek. Listen, eventually made my face hurt, so daddy said, you wanna guess? No excuse for you to strike, you know you got a couple left. Yeah, so now I offer them knees. Pick one, hater. Get it? I catch you off guard, perfect, that's what I'm known for. I'm Spielberg, these rappers just actors up in a clone war. Trying to guard the entrance, so I kicked and made my own door. Underdog, Maverick hit a whip them on they home floor. J-Kid, K-Did, almost win with a couple teams. Next one to sign me, probably one where I'll pick up my bling. Hall of Fame, a definite represent till he say retire. Word association, you say Jesus, me say me sigh. Ain't no one can say me lie, ain't no one can say me fake. 11 freshmen of 11, ain't no one can say me stay. Shouts to Rapzilla, Gorilla, my kind of warfare. They love me at the South. What up, Will? Spin me some more, player. R.I.P. to DJ Lace. Heaven, yeah, you in the place. We striving to make it to. Pray you dap me up at the gates. I know I'm guilty, but thankfully been acquitted. Christ made his life an example, so K can see how we did it. And see what I noticed, yo, we slow to speed. So I'm absorbing any blow they wanna throw at me. Yeah, turning the cheek. It eventually hurt my face though. So daddy said, you wanna guess? No excuse for you to strike. You know you got a couple left. Right, so now I offer them knees. Pick one hater.
My voice is my lifestyle. Choose this day who you serve right now.
Wow. Yeah, girl, bring that noise. Won't you bring that noise? Yeah, girl, bring that noise. Won't you bring that noise?
Yeah, boy, bring that noise. Won't you bring that noise?
Won't you bring that noise?
Yeah, boy, bring that noise. Won't you
bring that noise?
Won't you bring that noise?
Bring
that noise. Yeah, noise.
Fanatics, we unashamed, it's automatic. Fully exert until we feeling asthmatic. Disturbing the peace, bringing the ruckus to the streets. Hear the sirens on the beat like a security breach, huh? National alert, here comes the church. Going berserk in public, wearing Jesus on a shirt. We so obnoxious, gotta be visually cautious. When around us, unbelievers shouting, stop it! We loud Christians in the area. Jesus, that name, believing people in hysteria. We bring the noise, breaking down sound barriers. To penetrate the heart and leave a mask. Will you marry us? Yes, solidify the union with Christ. An abrupt change in life from dark to light. Our lifestyles amplified. Powered by Alan I. Worldwide, the gospel blaring. Now we unashamed to get loud. Yeah, girl, bring that noise. Won't you bring that noise? Yeah, girl, bring that noise. Won't you bring that noise?
Yeah, boy, bring that noise. Won't you bring that noise?
Won't you bring that noise?
Yeah, boy.
won't you bring that noise?
Won't you bring that noise?
Bring, yeah.
Bring that
yeah.
noise.
Yeah.
Noise.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bring that
yeah.
noise.
Yeah. Bring,
yeah. Bring that
yeah.
noise.
Yeah.
Noise.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bring that
yeah.
noise.
Yeah.
Bring,
bring,
bring that
yeah.
noise.
Yeah.
Noise.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bring that
yeah.
noise.
Yeah.
Bring,
bring,
bring that
yeah.
noise.
Yeah.
Noise.
Noise.
Bring that noise.
Yeah.
Bring.
Check it out, man.
Bring that noise.
We looking
noise.
For cats
bring that,
yeah.
noise.
That ain't
Get
scared
loud.
To make noise for
bring
their guys.
Come on.
Yeah. As much
bring
noise as
noise.
The world's making right now,
bring that noise.
We coming yeah. louder.
Bring that noise.
We coming
Get
harder.
We coming
bring
hard.
That
noise.
And if we have to die,
yeah.
we will
noise.
Be martyrs.
Bring that
yeah.
noise.
So
noise.
You know what it is.
Bring that
bring
noise.
That
Get
noise.
Louder.
Bring that noise, girl.
Yeah.
And don't be scared. Don't be scared. You better speak up.
You better
bring that noise.
Bring the noise.
Get loud. Bring that noise.
You know what it is.
GenuineLife.com.
MarteMusic.com releases Marte's debut album, Game Over, with heartfelt tracks like Hello Beauty.
Tried to find you in my image. This can't be true. You're deeper than what I see.
And Lullaby.
My lullaby, yeah. Oh, the tears of
crying.
Yes, I give them.
Featuring K-Drama, Jazz, Brinson, Keisha Dream, and more. Available at iTunes, Amazon, and Rhapsody. So since it's game over, seek the king. MarteMusic.com.
VelvetMusic.com.
What's good, y'all? This your dude, Velvet. Get the new EP, Dream Big. Featuring Inez Carter.
Keep dreaming on, dreamer. Dreamer, keep dreaming on.
Tracks like Money Don't Save, featuring William Dill. Online at velvetmusic.com. VELVETMusic.com. Download this EP right now. Dream big, y'all. Deuce.
Yeah, what's going on, world? It's your boy Jeeta. And I just want to let you guys know that my new album, The Final Call, is in stores now. That's right, it's in stores now. It features the singles Burning Up. You are
the one.
In Murder It, featuring K Drama and Cambino. The Final Call, available at all your online retailers. Will you answer the call?
You want the show on the go?
Get the Yada Duck King radio app.
The quickest way to have the latest episodes wherever you are.
Available at the App Store and Android Marketplace.
Search Yada.King Radio and download the app.
Features include quick call-in, easy streaming, and downloading.
And one-touch Facebook and Twitter connection.
Only $1.99. That's right, only $1.99.
Support and get yours, fam.
Don't hesitate and don't wait.
Yes, sir. What it do, man? This is Velvet over here on Yada.King Radio.
We chopping it up with the ambassador right now, man, in the live stream. And he was just talking about how we got to bring that noise in our area, man. And that was Jesus Instead of Gangs. Song was called Bring That Noise, man. And we're going to talk right now with Ambassador, man. We start every single show with the testimonies, man, so people can get to hear, you know what I'm saying, how your story can relate to their story and how God changed and rearranged your whole life. Can you go ahead and share your testimony, man? And you can start wherever you want to start, brother.
Well, my testimony is the testimony of a God who over 2,000 years ago said it is finished, and that means that he accomplished salvation for all who would come to Christ. I'm one of those. I was on his mind while he was on the cross. I believe in the elect, and I believe that I've demonstrated that I was in that number because the elect eventually manifest themselves by actually being saved. In time, God used a saved father to preach the gospel to me at a very young age. I actually understood it. I appreciated it. I ran hard with it till I was a teenager. I began to try to test the waters and see if salvation is of grace. Maybe I can live like I want to live and do what I want to do and God won't hurt me. I began to wild out. I ran away from the Christian father, ran to the secular parent, and I... that's where the vices that catch everybody in an urban context, and suburban for that matter, rural for that matter, caught me. And I became a weed head. Got into blow, got into trying to sell, got into running with dudes who pack gats. And before you know it, I just experienced life on my terms.
Yeah.
Did poorly in school. Long story short, by the time I graduated, I was going nowhere fast. And my soul was empty. My father came down, even though I had left him, run away. He came down and preached the funeral. And that funeral, the gospel was preached, and it reinvigorated a apostate soul. At the same time, hip-hop was conscious and was incorporating Bible and religion into its themes, and I began to get awakened to the vision that the gospel could be preached through the art form of hip-hop, because these dudes were preaching their gospel, but their gospel was not the gospel, and I knew the gospel. I said, let me try it. Before you know it, that gospel reawakened my soul. I went to Bible college, and God accelerated my passion and the revival, and the rest is history. I've been walking with the Lord Jesus ever since.
Dope, man. So what would you say, and I'm one of them people that always say, man, our testimony is continuing to be built. What would you say, like, God has been revealing to you as of late, some things that you would say, man, I woke, you know, God just even the last week, what are some things God has been speaking to you about?
Well, I used to be all about the convert, the gospel that converts. Now, in these latter years, I'm focusing also on the gospel that keeps. Because it's not just the gospel that brings you to Christ, it's the gospel that keeps you in love with Christ.
Right.
And that keeps you peeping Him, feeling Him, and living in accordance with Him. So, right now, God is just showing me that He is faithful to the end, and that He will, even when we're faithless, He remains faithful because He cannot deny Himself. There's a lot of pain out here. The devil is good at what he does, but our God is stronger, and He will progressively demonstrate to us that He reigns, He rules. There is no ifs, ands, or buts about it. And those who have Jesus Christ have the right one, baby.
That's what's up, man. So we getting it in, man. You heard the condensed version of Ambassador's testimony, and I just want to say this, man. If you found yourself in those same places, know that our God is able to save you and keep you, man. That's really what the Word of God says, and that's really what we're gonna believe. We're gonna go to one of your songs real quick, man, and it's actually the first song on the album. AM, and when I heard this, you know, shout out to DJ Wado, that's the first place that I heard it, you know what I'm saying? I was like, man, this dude is ripping the track, man.
Oh, yeah, when I first heard it too, I was like, wow, Ambassador is coming back, like, so aggressive, man.
Yeah. So is it? Tell us about this track, man, and tell us why you coming so hard on this joint, yo.
Yeah, that was like one of the first joints that I did. It's not the first, but it's one. It's part of that early batch where I just, again, I just envisioned myself. I actually did it to another beat. And when I did it to the other beat, I came sort of different. And but I came almost like a lion who had been released from his cage and a prisoner who had just been broken free. And I just was coming hard because I was just so glad to be back. And I just, again, I wasn't weighted with the shame. I did a leak called Because of Your Love, and I was still weighted and bombarded by shame and guilt. I wanted something that was more somber and melancholy. This was like the first joint where I could come out with an aggressiveness at the same time with the joy of, yo, I'm not going to be burdened with guilt anymore. My man did a remix to the track. I was like, something missing with this old track. So I asked him to spice that track up. But when I came back, he had a whole new beat. And he said, yo, man, let's just start from scratch.
Yeah.
And when he did, I was able to ride it like that. And it was just a beautiful situation. So AM repping the IAM.
That's right. And we going to get it in right here in the PM. On the West Coast, you dig? You know how we doing it, man. Let's go. AM to PM, here we go. Yada the King Radio.
Hands up. Yeah. I am in the building. rising and I'm feeling like a lion. I was caged in like a spice and now I'm pepped up like some cayenne. I don't get it twisted, man, I know how weak that I am. I'm a PM, but you see I'm in the garden, he's a giant. Jesus, he's a king, you know that he's above every king. A being that's supreme like a pizza full of everything. Yeah, you know it, I can blow it like a hurricane. What can clean? Only some perfect stuff that's in every vein. Grace came like heavy rain and drop fall. Because of that, to be frank, I'm back hot dog. I saw what Isaiah saw, drop jaw. The sun's bright and his pops raw. His glory's thick, glorious. Pierce the 3 points, Robin Ori-ish. Hands, feet inside, can he survive? The ram beat the side and said, man, he's alive.
It's the AM, up in the IAM. Hands in the sky, wave up, listen as I praise him. Hey, it's look the AM, up in the IAM.
He wasn't there.
Hands in the sky, wave up, listen get him up. As I praise him.
Still on the same mission that your man began with. Lyrically spraying Jesus on your mental canvas. You take it for granted, but it used to be a famine. No Christian rapper now is sucking up the bandwidth. Man, I took a sad turn like a planet. I'm guilty, no matter how you slice it like a sandwich. Standard is the standard, it's the standard that you can't switch. I understand the standard, but there's something that you can't miss. There's a cross for just such emergencies. Only for sinners, and I'm just the worst of these. For many, I appeared mighty fine, but I've always been the one, and I've never been the 99. I'm a son of Adam, so every Adam's depraved. So every Adam is straight, every Adam is free. Thanks to the last Adam, my every Adam gets raised. So with every last Adam gets raised.
The AM is repping the IAM. Hands in the sky, wave up, listen as I praise him. Hey, it's the AM, repping the IAM. Hands in the sky, wave up, listen as I praise him.
Hands off to Jesus, cause to me it's so appropriate. The holiest, oh, he is something special. Check the holy writ, checking for that Zoe is life. You should know he's it. The life is light, and homie, there'll be no eclipse. Check the flow he spit, check the blogs and tweets. Not perfect, but check the life, because talk is cheap. In fact, let's get up like frogs that leap. You ought to peep, but Jesus left the tomb emptied out of all the sheets. That's the indicator, he was buried, cuz. That's the vindicator, he's who he said he was. Not to be heady, cuz. Mary's sons, Mary's God. Now see it said the sons, very God, a very God. I know it's very odd that Jesus Christ said he's manna, more than the best thing since sliced bread. But with a mic, I would like to invite heads to see the sun who shines bright like the light bed.
AM,
rubbing
the IAM. Hands in the sky, wave up, listen as I praise him. Hey, it's the AM, rubbing the IAM.
Hands in the sky,
wave up, listen as I praise him.
Since you saved me from my affliction, over my whole life you have jurisdiction. Far from prediction, you're omniscient. You knew I would trust in the crucifixion, cause you chose me from the beginning to be adopted as your son, all for the praise of the glory of your grace. Even though I lived as a smack in the face, a worthless creation that you still created and saved. Now I'm in love with the things that you say, and I can't go a day without thinking about your name. You slowed me down like this beat. I was in the fast lane, headed for a tree. Wasn't focused on you, I was addicted to the streets. Then your hands of grace came and found me. And
you make me wanna rock out. Go hard until the neighbors call the cops out. I'm addicted and I don't wanna cop out. I'ma run this race until the clock's out. I swear I'm addicted. I promise I'm addicted. And I don't wanna cop out. You're my addiction, you're my addiction.
I'm addicted. And it's not hard to see that your love's like drugs, the way that I need that. My flesh wanna rehab, but the spirit keeps pulling me towards a relapse. Now that I see that, I'm safe with him, cause you saved a wretched homo sapien. You take us out of the graves we're in, no longer a slave to sin. You took us out the world like aliens, then hooked us all together like safety pins. Being locked in a chain, hanging on the end of a complete link. You got my whole house cleaner than a neat freak. My body is a temple. If you ever need me, then you can have me. But you already have me.
back in the day, Lord, you could've smashed me, but you grabbed me.
You make me wanna rock out, go hard till the neighbors call the cops out. I'm addicted and I don't wanna cop out. I'ma run this race until the clock's out. I swear I'm addicted, I promise I'm addicted, and I don't wanna cop out. You're my addiction, you're my addiction.
I'm addicted to you, I'm addicted to you, I'm addicted to you, I'm addicted to you.
You make me wanna rock
I'm
out.
I'm addicted to you, I'm addicted to you.
So the neighbors call it down south. You make me wanna rock out. Until the neighbors call it down south.
I'm addicted.
That's the song right there. That's my jam, man. Ever since I heard that song, I was like, okay. That, and for some of y'all that's like, yo, who is that? That Sauce remix song is Addicted. And that song is addicting. You know what I'm saying? And we got the homie Ambassador, man, that as he was sharing in the live stream, he knows about ups and downs, but he can see that God is God. No matter where you're at, he's still God of your life, man. And you know what I'm saying? We're going to ask you a couple of questions about the music business, man. Fulfiller, you got any questions that you want to ask right now? Or I can go in right quick?
Just go ahead and go in. I got to sit and ponder on a question to come up real quick.
Okay. Hey, so Ambassador, man, first of all, this brand new album is called The Funeral. It's Stop the Funeral. I'm sorry. What was the whole process behind this CD? And how would you say this album has been different in prepping for it and in just the release and everything from your last projects, man?
Yeah. Well, first of all, the whole concept is several things happened when all this stuff happened. One, a great sense of a fear, shame, and just a bleak. I didn't think I could survive this. I didn't think I could. I figured this was going to be Joe Theismann getting his femur broke, or was it his fibula, one of them. I thought it was going to be that season-ending career that happens to a dude who's done it so long, he might as well just stay out. And I also heard, and you know, people basically saying that as well. And then I got the sense that other people weren't saying it, but they felt it. And I basically wrestled with it because I did not want to go out that way. Yeah. I don't mind going out. You know what I mean? I just didn't want to go out that way. But I did. For a season, I was online looking for a job and everything, and I was determined I was just going to fade to black. And but I just sensed God through the scriptures beginning to remind me that the gospel is for such emergencies. And though I'll have to walk forever with the scars and forever with the limp, I still can walk again. And that I can walk bearing the aroma of a resurrection power. And the latter can, by God's grace, be greater than the former. It seems hard to believe. So that's when this idea of Stop the Funeral came, because I basically had to tell my heart that. I sensed God telling my heart that, and I figured it also would be something to tell others. And I figured that also would be able to be a message I could preach, first to me, but then to others, that God will stop the funeral, because that's what the gospel does. So I think it's different in terms of this album because, A, I didn't do it in the community of my former circle. I did it sort of more isolated and with just a couple people, plus with people I hadn't done it before. I did it in the context of my man T-Wise recorded a lot of it. I did it with the Exist label, a couple of those dudes were my primary cheering corner. I did it not plugged into the current heavy hitters production-wise. I did it with people who were messing with me, and it turns out that a great deal of my production came from people that either A, were not the heavy hitters on the, you know, on the circuit at the time, and or dudes that literally, again, cats I had not worked with before. So it has a different feel. I believe it has a more commercial feel because hip hop has a very a more commercial feel right now. I believe, by and large, unless you're trap, you know, it's trap music or, you know, some of that more, some of the more hard hitting like Rick Ross-ish type stuff. And so, again, I think it's different from a texture standpoint. I'm not trying to teach people the theology, though it's very theological. I'm not trying to teach people the theology. I'm more speaking, trying to expose that theology has governed my view of this whole season and has actually been where I found my hope in this season. So it's less teachy and more teachy from as a teacher and more teaching as a student. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I just think that it is shorter. I don't have interludes in this one. I actually sort of wanted it. Something happened where I didn't get it. And I thought that was part of God taking me from just doing what I've done because I've always done it to him providentially bringing some things together. And some stuff, again, I was upset. But when I looked at the beauty of God giving me different people, different vibes, different textures, I said, man, you really do cause new life. And so you didn't just raise me back to the old routine. You raised me to something new. So I think it's a good thing, and I pray that people eventually will be able to appreciate it.
Nah, that's dope, man. Dope, dope, dope. Now, the next question that I got, man, is basically with the new transition that you made from your former label, Cross Movement, to the new label, Exist, and you got a new group of brothers. You know, you got Sean Simmons, The Truth, Jahazia just got at it.
On Delay.
And I'm saying this right now, Molly Music might be next.
Yeah, Molly might be next.
You know, but... let's just talk about the new transition, you know, going, you know, from Cross Movement to Exist now.
Yeah, bittersweet. It's like, for me, it was bittersweet.
Mm-hmm.
It was, you know, it's like Jordan wants to be a Bull all his life, you know.
Right.
I'm sure he wanted to be a Laker all his life, you know. So there's a sense in which I would have loved to have, you know, gone all my life. Like, I would have loved to be able to tell the story. You know, one of the things that I said is, yo, I hope we can use this as a teachable moment so that we can use both our up and our down to teach. I was hoping that, you know, through CM, we'd be able to help people to, like, see us navigate through the stickiness of even this.
Mm-hmm.
Because we prided ourselves in being so about the gospel. When our flow is gospel, long as I got breath in my nostril, the gospel, that's what we said. So I really longed for that to be what we became known for. And I think the culture would have celebrated it, and they would have cheered it on and championed it. So, this new move, which, you know, again, I did more like, okay, this is the way I got to do it. And again, I grew to appreciate the beauty of God, again, having something new for me. And it became a match made in heaven, you know, the way God did it. I didn't go seeking it, but I was open, more open than I had ever been before to something new. I was so parched for fellowship, parched for love and embrace,
right,
that it could have been almost anybody. God, do I needed that. I needed to be reduced so that I wouldn't hold them to a standard or hold them to, you know, Like, you know how somebody rebounds from a girl and they go try to get somebody who's just like the old girl they wish they still had?
Yeah.
You know, and you try to make them be, I mean, make them be who you, who like, make them be somebody they're not. And, you know, so it's almost like God helped me to not try to want them to be cross movement.
Right.
And they are who they are. They're different. And they reached out to me and trusted in me. When I had no luster, when all I had was a past that had been riddled with mistake. And, yo, man, it's just been a good transition. They worked hard for me. They worked hard with me. And they're still working. So shout out to Exist, the whole family. And, yeah, Molly, if you want to come, there's room. There's room for yet one more.
Yeah. What you saying all that, yeah, I mean, you said you were longing for fellowship. I mean, there was a long time you was just, you know, by yourself, so to say. I mean, and with that, I consider you a valuable player in the music, man. So I know there had to be a lot of labels probably reaching out to you too, and for you to be in a vulnerable spot. I mean, I'm sure there was a lot of pressure on you. You know, like these guys want to sign me, and I'm not. Maybe I should.
Well,
nah, maybe
actually
I'm not.
It wasn't.
Word?
Actually it wasn't. And okay. That was also humbling. And it was humbling. And, you know, I take it like it, I was, I don't know. I felt like, well, I'm damaged goods. Like, who wants to mess with you, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It was a couple. But, and the ones I sort of wanted to, you know, reach out definitely were not. And, again, because I sort of thought I would run it. Again, it was me. It was my wisdom.
Right.
Like, all right, God, this is how you should do it. If it ain't going to be CM, then, you know, it could be, well, if it ain't, you know, then I know it'll be perfect if, and it was none of that. And so, again, but God knew what he was doing. And I believe, this is what Paul said in Philippians 1, start with verse 12. He says, now, everything that's happened to me has served to advance the gospel. And he went on, he says, and in this I rejoice. That's sort of what I am now. I believe that God has allowed everything to be exactly like it was to further the gospel. And he said, and in fact, people have become more emboldened to preach the gospel because of my chains. And I believe some of my pain and some of my hurt and some of my, you know, my trial. And again, I'm not talking like I'm the victim. I committed sin, so some of the stuff is just a byproduct of that.
Mm-hmm.
But I do think there were things that happened that were not just a byproduct of sin. They were a byproduct of other sins that happen when sin happens, you know. But God used it for the advance of the gospel. Now more people, again, now there is another label. There is another label with this kind of stuff going on with it, like. And it goes on, you know, the kingdom is, you know, got more people going in other directions. And I just believe, bottom line, God is, Christ is being glorified, you know.
Amen. And let me see, man. We're going to go to your next track right now, man. Up and Down, man. Really, you know, it's life is a roller coaster. You know what I'm saying? And just tell us a little bit about how this song came out, man. Was this a song that you wrote after, you know what I'm saying, you were jumping back into the music, or was this kind of like some of the stuff that you were writing while you were going through it?
Both. It happened after I sort of was back, but I wasn't back internally. So in other words, I was with Exist. Dude had a track. I actually slept on it because originally I was just picking out other tracks, and then I heard this one day. I was just driving, and it happened to play, and it wouldn't have been something I would have chosen, but for some reason I did hear it. I liked it. I liked the way it felt. I was looking for difference. Again, I was just looking for, like, yo, this is sort of different. And so I wrote something to it, and it just came to me. And it was all about this idea of up downness. It's featuring Charmaine. Actually, I went for I wanted somebody else, and it turned out, actually, the additional vocals are by actually Sean Simmons and a sister named Diamond, somebody that I have a relationship with. She's out of Atlanta, goes to Blueprint Church. Shout out to Diamond. And and again, I just think that I started I remember saying, you can't just talk about your regrets. You got to also talk about lessons learned.
Right.
Because you can have a whole album boo-hooing all your regrets and being overly humble. Oh, let me tell you how bad I am. Oh, let me talk about the sin again. Oh, let me talk about how unworthy I am. Oh, I know that I messed up. And I was on that track. I got a gazillion of those, and it shows up a lot. But I also was like, you don't want to glorify the sin. And a true understanding of the gospel says that we don't. This is what Paul said. Who will deliver me from this body of death? And in their day, a murderer was forced to wear the body that he murdered, so that the body that he murdered, that was dead in its decaying state, was attached to you. And so it's like, when Paul said, who would deliver me from the albatross around my neck of my own sin and the depth of my own sin, the repercussions of my own sin, who would deliver me? That's why he says in the next verse, thanks be to God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, there is now no condemnation for those in Christ Jesus. So I had to move into lessons learned, and I figured this was one of them. Pop, pop, pop is another one. Lessons learned, get with us, that's another one. So bottom line is, up, down was a lesson learned. Be ready, because you can be up, you can be down. Keep looking up to Jesus. He's faithful no matter what condition you find yourself in.
Yeah.
So let's get into that joint.
Come on.
On Yada the King Radio.
You can go up, you can come down. Everything is for a season, seasons go round. Keep looking up to Jesus when it goes down. Up and down.
Top of the world like a polar cap. Never stressed out, always chest out, shoulders back. Always keep landing on your feet like when you throw a cat. But before you know it, snap, you're flat like a yoga mat. You can go from stack like the Miami Heat then. Overnight it's over like God's plan for Cleveland. From your family eating to family needing pop up. You was used to feasting, then the famine popped up. One day you got a milli, next you try to get a 10. ATM says you silly, you really need to know how to roll with seasons. Ask Joe, sometimes you go low without the reason.
If it goes up, then it comes down. You can go up, you can come down. Everything is for a season, seasons go round. Hope you're ready for your season when it goes down. Cause it can go up, down, up, down, up, down, up. Be ready for the seasons, cause it's going down.
You know what's coming.
You're looking up to Jesus.
Just be ready. From a Benz to a Buick, from a Buick to a Benz, from the friends to the center, from the center to the fringe. It all depends, you with all the friends, you with all the ends. You could bruise them all and lose it all. You could fall to sin if you should fall, repent. Be conscious, it's most deaf, a reconciling power, which is a monster, ask Joseph. He could take a slave, give him city and a heat. Straight remedy to hate him and to split up families. Don't get beside yourself, better remind yourself. You'll never know where you'll find yourself. Maybe up or down, maybe stronger, maybe weaker. Either way, the grace to save you is the same grace to keep you.
It goes up, then it comes down. You can go up, you can come down. Everything is for a season, seasons go round. Hope you're ready for your season when it goes down. Cause it can go up, down, up. It's going down. Keep looking up to Jesus when it goes down.
I'm not making this up. This is God's steeds. We see it in the pages of the word God breathed. We see it through the ages in the word God speaks. His favorite way to say it's through the Lord God Jesus. God's on top when you're seeing God lead. We see God on drop when you're seeing God bleed. We see him lifted up, we can see him on his knees. Sometimes he's in the cut, one time was on the seas. That's why we in an out of season, in an out of season, in an out of season, in an out of season. We don't have the power, so our power is the one that keeps us from falling. But when we fall, it'll seek us to come back.
When it comes down, you can go up, you can come down. Everything is for a season, seasons go round. Hope you're ready for your season when it goes down. Cause it can go up, down, up, down, up, down, up. Get ready for your seasons, cause it's going down. Keep looking up to Jesus when it goes down.
Up, down. Can you handle both? Paul said, I've learned the secret. I know how to abase, and I know how to abound. That means, and feast the famine, little or much.
I stay on point. If you're going through something right now, don't worry. Seasons change. You go from up, down, you up, down. I guess that means you can reverse it. You can go down, up, down, up. That happened to me. Take it from me, I'm a witness.
I gotta be on top to reach it. They told me I could find the answer in me, but I came up in D when I tried to see you the look. That's when you came and gave the upper hand. Introduced me to a joy I couldn't understand. I became another man, contrary to the ways of my peers, cause it's clear you had other plans. The beauty of life teaching us such a lesson. Like, can we overlook our trials as much as our blessings? You bring a joy that will never cease. A better love that will never be.
I know you'll never leave me. I believe that everything you say is true.
Every day you keep reminding me
that you have given me eternal joy. And my eternal joy is you.
Everlasting joy.
You've given me joy.
You have given me joy.
Genuine Life Records present Servant, The Fight of Faith,
Featuring
Cambino,
Willie Will,
Oracle,
Chaser,
and Fulfiller.
Check out the single,
The Bar Is Set.
I resurrected after my death, kid. Now I live life from Christ's perspective. I live life even after death hits and allow Christ
to life totally cool. Available at iTunes,
Amazon,
eMusic, Zoom,
and genuinelife.com.
Servant, The Fight of Faith.
This album will fuel you
to go beyond those who have given up
in this fight.
Prepare for the fight of faith.
We invite you to join in fellowship with us at New Creation Christian Center, a place where we are being made new by God's Word daily. Visit www.newcreationwa.org with Pastors Harold and Annis Franklin. Are you out of the area? Subscribe to our podcast in iTunes. Simply search New Creation Christian Center. Visit www.newcreationwa.org.
New Creation Christian Center, the path to genuine life, where you can come as you are, but you just can't stay that way.
Yo.
Hey, yo, what's up?
Yo, what's up?
What? Christian hip hop has emerged.
Hello.
Define what is hip hop.
Yo.
The real hip hop.
Ladies and gentlemen,
get ready.
Has emerged.
What you waiting for? Let's go.
SNSSouth.com, the online source for all hip hop.
This is the one.
League CD reviews, the latest news, and your very own community profile. Are you SNSSouth.com, where you can shop the hip hop music store with free music downloads.
There's free music.
Listen to Christian Hip Hop Radio.
Watch videos on the TV network.
And more. And more. And more. TheSouth.com.
TheSouth.com.
You know who it is?
TheSouth.com. The life in hip hop.
California love.
West Coast rapper.
West Coast fire is now online.
Online.
Live online.
Hottest videos 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, you feel me?
Video chat rooms,
online community,
and most of all,
yo, turn it up.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Log on to WestCoastFire.com now.
Streaming online at
WestCoastFire.com. The dopest music resource on the West Coast.
West Coast.
WestCoastFire.com.
Yeah, man. That's our girl Leah Smith with this song called Joy.
That's my track, man.
Yeah, my man puts his kids to sleep with that track. So, I mean, that song is always in rotation.
That's right.
But right now we're about to get into the topic of the day, and the topic that we're going to be talking about is called junk food.
Junk food.
And like,
man,
I said in the beginning, we're not literally talking about junk food that you eat in the physical, but junk food that we carry around in the spiritual. And
but let's ask Amber though what his definition of junk food is. What's your definition, bro?
What junk? Well, it depends on what the, you know, what the context is. I believe that junk food basically is just anything that you know any kind of food or substance that you're intaking that prioritizes the pleasure of the taste over the nutritional value of it. So there's basically that which delights some aspect of the senses, even though it falls short of having the corresponding nutritional value that matches it. So, and then I think that's physical and spiritual.
Wow. I mean, what you just said, though, like, most cats be like potato chips, soda.
Wow.
This guy said where the taste of it supersedes the nutrients of it, basically.
Right.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
I like that, man. Hey, so next time we ask you, anybody that's listening to Yacht of the King Radio, we want you to give a definition like that about junk food. Don't tell me it's a hamburger. You know what I'm saying? Because all hamburgers might not be junk food. You dig?
That's true.
Man, so look, in our spirit, man, what would you say are some things that we intake that are listed as junk food and it's deteriorating our spirit, man?
Can I keep it real?
I said, what are some things that we may be intaking in the spirit that are deteriorating? It's junk food in the spirit realm, and it's deteriorating our inner man or our spiritual man.
Well, you know, I'm always thinking abstract. I mean, I think there's the obvious. You know, for those who are engaged in peeping the opposite sex and the sensual aspects of the opposite sex, that's junk food that deteriorates us. The Bible says that the flesh wages war against the spirit. I think as we look at the secular value system, I think our feasting and our beholding the glory of the world tears away at us valuing the countercultural nature of the kingdom. So, again, I think that we want to be like the world in ways that's harming us. And we don't, again, we don't value what God values because we're so used to, you know, putting on God the picture of what we see on our local hip-hop sites or in our local videos. I think, again, the secular parading of prosperity and the party life as, like, life itself, I think is junk food, because that's not really what life is, though some of us want our lives to be that way.
Right.
So that's just some of the things.
I mean, what you're saying is good stuff already, man.
Yeah. Now let me go ahead and ask you this. What are some ways that you think that we can get that nutritional value and eat good in the spiritual, you know what I'm saying, to stay away from the junk food?
Yeah. Well, I just think, especially if you're saying we, you know, it depends on who the we is, because one of the things I believe is that the Christian hip-hop community is always going to have to wrestle with what we all as Christians have to wrestle with, and that is that we're so consumed with the fun aspects of our generation that we are neglecting the disciplines that got us here. So I think, A, again, the scriptures, Bible study, you know, doing more than just spitting hot 16s with each other or recording the next project,
right?
But mm-hmm. opening the text, you know what I mean, dwelling in the text, chopping it up, like, for real, for real. Engage in corporate worship. I'll be honest, I'll tell on everybody now because, you know what happens?
When we
used to think we needed to gain strength, you know, we were brought in to be special music or we were brought into the conferences and we went to the classes because we had a hunger. Then we got to the point where we go to the conferences, we stay in our room, we don't go to the classes. We don't posture ourselves to continue to ingest the meat and potatoes of what's being taught because, quote unquote, either we've arrived or we don't have to do that anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So again, I think it's as a community remembering that there's still a greater nutritional value in actually being in the Word, actually being in the assembly worshiping, actually being in the congregation, gleaning from what other people have to say, than it is from riding in on our magic carpets when it's time to hit the stage. And so I, again, the nutrition is in the scriptures. That is our meat and potatoes. Man should not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out the mouth of God, no matter what form it takes. So that's how we can get it. In that word, through its various means and through its various people.
That's dope, man. And once again, it sounds like we went back to the chop chop, man. I mean,
back to the basics, like Chase, like my brother Chase said today.
Yeah, bro.
Hey, fundamentals. Fundamentals.
Right.
Gentlemen, this is a basketball. That's it. You know what I mean?
Hey, man.
Sometimes you got to just tell your team, hey, this is a basketball. Sometimes you have to go back to the fundamentals. These are tube socks.
Right.
You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah.
These are your high tops. You tie them. And, you know, one of the famous coaches, that's how he got his team back on point. He says, oh, let me start all over. Gentlemen, this is a basketball. And you're talking to, you know, athletes that know that. But sometimes you got to state the obvious.
I think that's good, man. He answered the question. Very thoroughly in the three questions. We don't even have to ask any more questions about that. So we're going to move on. If you got junk food in your life, me and the homie Fulfiller, we're going to talk about that later on in the radio show. But, man, this is what we're going to do. Ambassador, man, is there any last words that you want to leave us with? Any encouraging words that you want to leave the listeners with as we shorten the time up?
Again, I am navigating by being cognizant of the, you know, the music elements as well as the ministry elements. I want to say, first of all, get that album Stop the Funeral if you haven't already. I appreciate the love and support. Second of all, if you're a gatekeeper, I would love to receive an invitation to come and to represent the theme of this album live. Thirdly, if you're not already tuned in, hit me on Twitter. You can follow me, Ambassador215. You can also hit me on Facebook, Ambassador215. Go up on MisfitTour.net, MisfitTour.net, and peep us. We're coming to a city near you. We're getting new dates in, even as we speak. They're coming in every day, so that tour, what you see up there is not the full. And if you're interested in having me, Sean Simmons, The Truth, Molly Music, Rhema Soul, Oriah Speaks, and Pastor Chris Dorso to come, we'd love to be there. Check us out on MisfitTour.net. Pray for, you know, the Branch family. That's me, my wife. Pray for us, my kids, because we're still in process. We have not arrived. And, yeah, man, just walk with me. Walk with me and give me grace. I'm still on the comeback, and yeah, let's get together and let's walk together.
Yeah, I got one more question for you before we let you go. You kind of gave us. I wanted to ask you what was the upcoming news, but you kind of went into that. But kind of talk about the Misfit Tour and why you guys called it Misfit.
Well, the Misfit Tour is called Misfit Tour because it was the most... First of all, this is a partnership with a brother who released a book out called Chris Durso. Mm-hmm. Released a book called Misfit, Going Where the Wild Things Are on Zondervan. He did it, and it was a great partnership. He's going to be circulating the news about his book and circulating this campaign of... reminding us that we're called to go to people who don't fit in our circles. And we go as people who know what it's like to not fit in certain circles. And we go based on a Christ who came and was labeled as one who did not fit in certain circles. So it was just a great campaign umbrella. Mm-hmm. All of us can relate. All of our albums fit it, especially when it comes to me and The Truth. We get the chance to bear witness because we know what it's like to be a misfit, especially among the righteous, among those who have a cleaner image. We used to be in that number. We no longer can make that boast. Truthfully, nobody can make that boast, but there is something to say for people who still have a good name. A good name is to be desired. We don't have that name. We're trying to bear fruit and keep on repenting. So, yeah, man, we call it Misfit because it just fits. Yeah. And it's a great way for all the campaigns and everybody's ministry to find a place up under that umbrella. And it's based on a book that is very helpful to the body of Christ right now.
Dope. Well, yeah, man, we hope to see you live in Seattle with the Misfit Tour crew, man. We hope to see you live up here and hopefully for in the other cities for people that are watching on the live stream and tuning into the podcast. But yeah, we just want to say thank you, Aaron. Or you got one more?
Yeah, man. As we going, man, like we definitely want to say thank you for taking out the time to get it in with us, bro. Reaching back to us. As we go out, man, we're gonna go out with me and my homie's favorite track on your brand new album called Crumbs, man. And
come on.
After that, we're gonna let you go. But let us know what the whole theme of behind the crumbs. If somebody haven't heard it yet, what should they expect with this track?
Absolutely. Well, first of all, produced by my man Dave Hackley, Hackley Music Group. It's featuring my sister Jessica Reedy. For those who don't know her, you will be knowing her. She's out doing her thing, working on her first album, I believe. Let me not speak. I know she's working on an album. I don't know what number it is. It is one of my favorite tracks as well. It is the song that captures the emotions I felt. If there's one thing that I hadn't felt in a long time, it was intense unworthiness and the shame that where I didn't even want to ask for, man, it's going down. I didn't even want to ask for all that God has. I didn't feel worthy to ask for anything that God has. I don't get it twisted, man. I know how weak that I am. I'm a peon. but you see I'm in a garden, he's a giant. And that's sort of what it is, feeling an intense sense of unworthiness. For the first time in my life, y'all, I am unwelcome certain places. Try to tell them, listen, all I want is the crumb. Like, I'll stand in your foyer. I just want to, I've never not been welcome anywhere, ever. And now, that's a reality for me. My sin has brought that on me, and only grace will break through that. So the crumbs is basically what it feels like when, you don't even want the whole thing. All you want is a smidgen. And you think, even if you feel this way, God, please just give me just a smidgen of what you have. I'll take that. I'm so desperate. I know I'm unworthy. So the crumbs, I know I'm unworthy, but if you'll just give me a little something-something, Jesus, your little something-something is all sufficient for my great need. So that's what it is.
Ooh, if I could just touch the hem of the garment.
Yes, sir. So look, man, we about to get into this track, Crumbs.
Three people. Yeah.
We about to get into this track, Crumbs, with Ambassador. Ambassador, we want to say thank you for getting it in with us, man. And we pray that you would just continue to be strong as God has continued to restore you. We pray that doors will continually open up there, and that God would allow the relationships that he wants to be mended to be mended at this time, man. And we just pray that God gives you strength as you continue to go forth in your ministry. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. I appreciate that. Shout out to all who listen, who tuned in. Love y'all, man. Yo, man, we're going to see great. I think the sun's coming out, man. The sun's coming out. So glory to Jesus Christ. And I hope we can get this whole thing, man. We need to, I want to post this on my site so people can catch
we
gonna, this, whoever wasn't tuned in.
We're going
to make sure we get this show.
Yeah, we're going to get it to you, man. So we'll give it to you soon.
Yeah, I need that.
All right.
Word up. Much love to y'all. Word up.
All right, y'all.
Life. Hey. That was Ambassador. Matter of fact, this is what I'm going to do, man. We're going to go into a power music set real quick.
Boom, boom, boom,
boom. I'm going to give you four tracks back to back, starting with Crumbs, Ambassador. Then we got Marginaise, God, Give God His Praise, followed by Brother Tone, Reflection, and Glorious Bible. From Show Baraka. Don't go nowhere, man. Let's get in.
They just want a little something, man. Jesus' little something is all sufficient. Three stories in the Bible. And they talk about his sufficiency. Just his little something being enough. If you got a Bible, why don't you get it out? I'ma paraphrase though. Mark 7:24-30. Syrophoenician woman. She was there getting a peeping on, seeking Jesus while Jesus was there getting his eating on. She could see people sleeping on what he was teaching on. She was on some silent light, keep it going. Didn't even know if she belonged. She kinda knew, she said, I'm not a Jew, I'm a Syrophoenician John. But her belief was strong, plus her needs were long. She thought, I gotta get his attention like beeping horns. But what about her sin? That'll be bad if she was disqualified by her raggedy past. And what about the men who knew the habit she has, and how in sin she's at home like a rabbit in grass? No more waiting and contemplating, faith has to be cast like a net, just like a check, it has to be cash. And when it was despite the lack of status she had, Jesus was just glad that she asked. Just give me the crumbs. That was crazy. I think it was her answer that blew him away. Even the dogs get crumbs. That's how I feel sometimes. That's how a lot of people feel. But look at the Lord Jesus. Luke 7:1-10. A centurion servant. He was a dude with a voice known for thundering. He was a ruler, had a couple boys under him. Still he come to him humbled and wondering if he could help with his partner's health, which was crumbling. He'd heard with a word Jesus could do things. Legs that never walked, bouncing up like they had new springs. Eyes that never saw, seeing new things, stuff like that. Even stuff flyer than two wings. Then he thought of his boy and thought of how his boy was shorter. Timing in order to save him, he had to court ya. Lee asked the Lord to do something for him. Pour on, but wait, he's busy. Would he ignore him? What if he says, don't bother me? Probably would if last night he was in the bar with me. I'm not worthy to have God with me. Jesus, speak the word, don't even come to the crib. I know authority.
Just give me the crumbs.
Bible says that Jesus was amazed at that.
leaders, but not really loved by the leaders. Not really loved by the divas, guys either. With one touch, you'd butt heads like beavers. Cause when you had a condition, it was written, stay away from her, getting it in was forbidden. It had been so long since she'd gotten hugs. She'd forgotten hugs like your pops forgotten loves. Then her eyes laid a hold of the one who can make whole. She said to her soul, maybe if I touch the hem of his great robe, his power will rub off on me like fake gold. Wait, whoa. All her homegirls bleeding, stop. And Jesus stopped, cause her faith had Jesus rock. These are not cute stories, but these are dropped for all of us who need the same grace to plead a cop.
That's crazy. Jesus called the daughter, said you're home, your faith has made you whole. That's what we mean. Trick. That's all you need.
the light, I'm a reflection. I ain't the Christ, I'm a reflection. Yeah, bro, what up, Doc Watt? Just a reflection. Reflecting Christ, man, just a reflection. Yeah. Presenting my body as a sacrifice while renewing my mind. Pursuing truth with my noodle is what I do with my time. I'm fruitful, removing pride and leave what's foolish behind. You know what, I'm marching forward and pressing toward the prize. Cause the adversary want me to stagger with the shield of faith escaping his daggers. You know that when he attackers, his motive is to distract us. Like pro, I murder my swagger. No time to be moving backwards. Yeah, led by the spirit that for my eyes on the front. He's my air without him, I die like I'm stuck inside of a trunk. And if I walk in the flesh, probably won't deny what it won't. I be proud for trying to stunt, backsliding fire in the blood. And that ain't good for my witness before the eyes of the haters who criticize the believer's faith and deny the creator. I desire to be labeled with showing godly behavior. Cause I'm a city, bright as Vegas. Therefore I let my light shine and pray they see the Savior through me.
I understand
I might be the only Jesus to see.
I take my Bible off my dresser,
hoping that he choose me.
Cause if he's looking for a vessel,
I'ma let him use me.
My life, my time,
this is what I'm giving Christ.
Give my body to a service
as a living sacrifice. I pray they see the Savior through me. Cause I might be the only Jesus to see.
I understand
I might be the only Jesus some would get to see. Approaching dudes like I'm the only Christian they would get to me. Look just like the hustlers, but cracking some you get from me. I offer them salvation and this is something you get for free. Passing compassion, not judging them, that ain't fit for me. I know some will stick up their noses, but yo, they sick to me.
My righteousness is here.
Without the Savior, I'm incomplete. Saved by grace, a sinner, Jehovah Petey's like Mr. T. There's a standard, can't be jocking no dames. You insane if you think my fingers gon' be cocking them things. I ain't forgot where I came, the hood and block where I changed. But I can't be gangster no more, cause folks is watching me, man. I'm a steward of Jesus' image. I don't wanna fumble his legacy and be the reason his reputation crumbles. So I crucify the flesh and make sure I'm being humble. Because I don't want nobody to stumble, and so I let my light shine and pray they see the Savior through me.
I understand
I might be the only Jesus to see.
I take my Bible off my dresser,
hoping that he choose me.
Cause if he's looking for a vessel,
I'ma let him use me.
My life, my time,
this is what I'm giving Christ.
Give my body to a service
as a living sacrifice. I pray they see the Savior through me. Cause I might be the only Jesus to see.
I ain't saying that I fear a man and trying to gain acceptance. I'm saying when I go near a man, I pray my life impress him.
As I follow Jesus, it's only right I reflect him. Don't wanna be the reason that other people reject him. So I'm in them scriptures, man. And not because it's cool for Christians to do, but because without it, I'm a fool. If I'm a rep for God and witness to some dudes, I gotta study his truths and show the Lord I'm a proof. People can peep a fake when you try to take them to news. They can hate what you say, but they can't deny what you do. Once you tell them you Christian, they stick the target on you and take interest in how you live and consider your every move. But I choose to take advantage of that moment in time to shine my light before they blinded eyes and show them my God. And ask them jokers if they know where they gon' go when they die. And so what if they start to roll in their eyes? Cause I'ma let my light shine and pray they see the Savior through me.
I understand
I might be the only Jesus to see.
I take my Bible off my dresser,
hoping that he choose me.
Cause if he's looking for a vessel,
I'ma let him use me.
My life, my time,
this is what I'm giving Christ.
Give my body to a service
as a living sacrifice. I pray they see the Savior through me. Cause I might be the only Jesus to see.
That's right, fam. Ayo, show. Get at him.
Ayo, DJ Morph, man. You know we serve a wonderful and matchless God, right?
Right.
I mean, right. You can check it out in Isaiah 6, man. It talks about how glorious he is and how holy he is. Matter of fact, I wrote a story, man.
And it goes a little something like this.
Holy, holy, holy is what the angels sing. The mic goes around to exalt the King.
Let's worship.
He's God today, tomorrow, and forevermore.
Forevermore.
What you think your boy Show Barack is rapping for? I rap for those who's dying, and your royal highness. The universe is architect, yeah, cause he designed it. He rocks the glory robe, and the stars is flyness. He watches over his kids, but his watch is timeless. He's
he's the life changer. Terrain rearranger. Don't know him, I'll introduce you to this perfect stranger. Mercy and grace giver and the guilt remover. Hard to see the man in him like a PT Cruiser. But Jesus was man and God walking in the flesh. He had a match with death, death ain't his best. But after 3 days, he put death to rest. He did some Vincent, son, got some things off his chest. Stepped out to fight, yeah, without a bruise on him. This carpenter rebuilt the temple with no tools on him. Yeah, sit back, my homie, yeah, and watch the Lord shine. His reign won't end, eternity is his prime. Holy, holy, holy is what the angels sing. The mic goes around to exalt the king.
Let's worship.
He's God today, tomorrow, and forevermore. What you think your boy Show Barack is rapping for? I got my face low, but my hands high. It's my form of service till the day I die. I kneel before your throne in a humble way. I pray you get your glory, Lord, this is what I pray. I left the world, he's the reason why I'm right team. Since I left my past behind, I see the right thing. Let me brag on a man, carve the land with his hands. Thunderclap, bird sings, the whole earth is his band. He's got theme music, the angels sing of his glory. 40 different authors, but all share the same story. He's the divine leader and the great beater. Obeyed him on earth, but still got this judge Caesar. He's omniscient, omnipresent, and he's on the throne. The best defense for the world, we call him ozone. But the world's lost, they rather chase after things. Things made for the glory of the matchless king. But I choose this day to represent him well. Let's school these cats like we're doing show and tell. And all hail the king, and let the trumpets blow. Let the MCs flow, and let the world know. Holy, holy, holy is what the angels sing. The mic goes around to exalt the king.
Let's worship.
He's God today, tomorrow, and forevermore. What you think your boy Show Barack is rapping for? I got my face low, but my hands high. It's my form of service till the day I die. I kneel before your throne in a humble way. I pray you get your glory, Lord. This is what I pray.
Let's get it.
Holy, 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 the heavens sing.
The heavens sing.
Holy, 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 your people sing.
Your people sing.
Holy, 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 holy.
Yeah, that was the power play. You know what I'm saying? DJ Moore featuring Show Barack on the last track. I told you we was going to go into the power play, man. Play them tracks on Yada the King Radio. Had to do that today. This is what I'm going to say, man. We got the topic of the day.
Mm-hmm.
Junk food, man. Mm-hmm. And my brother Chamian preached a good message on it. You could actually find it on YouTube. Look up Chay, C-H-A-Y Sutton. It's going to be up there. And you can hear what he had to say about junk food, man. And I really like the way Ambassador described it, man.
Man, he went in, like, he summed it up in, like, 30 seconds, and it was a powerful summary. I mean,
he said, the taste supersedes the nutrition, man.
Yeah.
And we got people in the live stream like, man, I'm really loving this topic. And
they're saying they're going to use it for the youth group.
That's right, man. I think it's easily relatable to what's going on. Really, more than anything, it has to be done, man. We have to talk about junk food, because a lot of us can be feeding ourselves junk and we think we're giving ourselves the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? We got, let's see, somebody in here said, let me see what they said. Nappy or D White said, junk food is when we settle for less rather than the best, which is the nourishment of growing into a full experience of salvation. That's good. And a lot of us, we get to the point where I feel like sometimes we say, hey, man, is God really caring about if I just take this junk food right now? You know, most of the time when we eat junk food, it's because we're doing a lot of running around.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want to cook or something. You know what I'm saying? Like, people got all kind of reasons why they might not eat junk food, right?
Or why they might eat junk food.
Or they might eat it.
It's because they're moving so fast that they don't have time to cook, or so to say, and they have to go through that drive-thru and pick up that meal that's not very good for their body.
And when you say that, a lot of us in our Christian walk, we do the same thing. We get so busy that we're not spending time with God.
Yep, in our word and in prayer, man. We just, life is moving so fast. We so busy. I got to do this. I felt like I was supposed to read my word today. I told God I would spend an hour with him, but I gotta do laundry. Or there's always an excuse that covers up your time with God.
And we got to just make sure those things are not in the way. And ask ourselves, man, are we filling our spirit with spiritually healthy food? You know what I'm saying? They got at stores now, they got the nutrition aisle. You know what I'm saying? They got nutritious chips. They got nutritious. They took out all the stuff that's supposed to be bad. But when I would like to ask, are we filling ourselves up with those things, or are we in the junk food aisles? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And if we're in the junk food aisles, we got to just, first of all, repent. Say, God, man, I'm sorry for neglecting you and trying to get it my own way. Because really, when you're doing junk food, you're trying to get the benefits like your own way.
Mm-hmm.
Without going the proper way, man. And it's okay to eat some fried chicken once in a while, but if you eat fried chicken every day, you're gonna be in bad shape.
Oh yeah, clog. We talking clog artery, heart attack, about to fall out. And but one thing that our brother Chase said that was good during his message was, what'd he say? What's that scripture talking about the eyes being the wellspring of life? Basically, just the things that you see on a daily with your eyes, like the internet and the TV. There's so much stuff on the internet and TV that is just straight up junk food. They always got ladies on TV. They're advertising sex all the time because they feel that's what sells, and that stuff can capture you and cling on to you, you know, as junk food does, as fatty tissue. It just clings on to you and it takes a while to get off. So I just want to say, just be careful of the things that you watch with your eyes, and try to be focused, you know on the Lord as much as you can, man, and read your word. So
that's what it is, man. It's your boy, your Don Christian.
And for real, it's your boy, Fulfilla.
And it's Yada the King Radio. Don't y'all go nowhere. We out.
Yeah.
I always gotta keep my praise unique. Cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I Yada the King. Shabakta. King. I Yada the King. I Yada the King. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we Yada the King. Shabakta. King. We Yada the King. We Yada the King.
You want the show on the go?
Get the Yada Da King radio app.
The quickest way to have the latest episodes wherever you are.
Available at the App Store and Android Marketplace.
Search Yada Da King Radio and download the app.
Features include quick call-in, easy streaming, and downloading.
And one-touch Facebook and Twitter connection.
Only $1.99. That's right, only $1.99.
Support and get yours, fam.
Don't hesitate and don't wait.
I always gotta keep my praise. Yada the King Radio, banging music, uplifting Christ, and abundant life. Join us in the chat room every Sunday and Thursday, 5:30 to 7:30 p.m., where we get it in with the best in the gospel urban community. Go to yadadaking.com and check out the interviews, blogs, and devotionals. Subscribe to the podcast through iTunes and Zoom, and stream from the Yada the King mobile app. We got it again. Do you?
I always gotta keep my
Yada Da King Radio.
I'm Miss Cole.
And I'm Don Christian.
On Yada Da King Radio.
Yada Da King Radio is now
in Cleveland, Ohio. And you can catch us on
WOGS 103.9 FM.
Mondays and Wednesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Get it in with us
as we interview the best
in the gospel urban community.
If you miss the show,
visit yadadaking.com
for the latest episode on Yada Da King Radio.
I always gotta keep my praise.
Yada Da King Radio.